Happy Hanukkah to everyone. Hanukkah is a great time of year, isn't it? You're getting your presents. Yeshua got presents for all of us, doesn't he? Yes. And Rabbi Lowry and Ellen, you know, I know you just took over the congregation. I'm going to be with Rabbi Jude next week down in Florida. And I'll say hi for everybody. And I just want to say thank God for you and for this whole congregation, and may 2020, may Hanukkah kind of be like a liftoff into 2020, and may 2020 be a year where you are experiencing that supernatural blessing of Hanukkah, where we're just taking the little strength that we have and we're seeing God multiply it, because that was the great miracle of Hanukkah. That the Jewish people, little army against the biggest army, most powerful of the day, reclaimed the land of Israel, the temple, Jerusalem, and all of that. You know, so God is a mighty God, isn't he? And I like to remind myself whenever I come and speak and minister of who I'm speaking about, who I'm worshiping. Thank you, worship team, for that experience. Who am I speaking of and worshiping? Lowry reminded us a few times. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He's our life giver and life sustainer. He's the one that gives us our next breath. He made the sky. He made the stars, the oceans. He's big. I'm small. He's holy. I'm a little broken like you. But yet he comes to dwell in us and entrusts us with his great ministry on this earth, the great commission to make disciples of the people of Israel and the people of the nations. And you know, Reach Initiative really has three pillars. Number one, and you can look on the website reachii.org for more information about our ministry, and I believe most of you did everybody get a hold of one of these newsletters? If you didn't, just raise your hand. We got great ushers here. There's a lady way back in the corner right here. Okay. You're going to want to read this, and it's going to remind you of the website, reachii.org. This was inspired by one of my four children, my daughter Sarah, who wanted to show the ripple effect of obeying God's calling. And there's some tremendous stories of ordinary people just submitting to God and his calling, and then God doing extraordinary things. So make sure you grab a hold of this. I know you're going to be encouraged and inspired as you read through that. So back to the three pillars of Reach Initiative International, the ministry my wife and I co-founded. Number one is to bring the good news of Messiah Yeshua to Jewish people who have never heard. And that what's led us to Belarus and Eastern Europe, to India, where 40,000 young Israelis approximately every year travel seeking spirituality from Eastern mystics. And believe it or not, the land of Israel, because you may or may not know this, but most Israelis have never, ever, ever heard the gospel. They've never heard the gospel of Yeshua, most Israelis. And together with you, and we thank God for this congregation because you stand with us faithfully every year. We appreciate that greatly because we could not do what we do, and our teams on the ground in those nations could not do what we do without the prayers and financial support of friends like you. So I want to thank you right from the beginning for your faithful support and your prayers, because it's like wind to our sails and it enables us to fulfill the calling of God on the Reach Initiative International teams all over the world. And so that's our first pillar, to bring the gospel to Jewish people who've never heard and make disciples of Jewish people and non-Jewish people. The second we call Project 58. Again, you can read more about it on the website. Don't read your newsletter now. You got me only for 40 minutes. You can read that later. We call that Project 58, and that's serving the poor, the needy, and the oppressed. And that includes a diverse ministry to Holocaust survivors in Israel and in Belarus, serving orphans, children with cancer, and those that are impoverished and others in need. And the third pillar is, anybody here between like 15 and like 30-ish? Anybody? Okay, our third pillar is to equip and empower the youth and young adults to impact their world for Yeshua. And so hopefully not only you folks, but everybody today will be a little bit more empowered, equipped, encouraged to take Savannah and influence wherever God will have you for the gospel. Okay? Now, we just recently returned from a trip to encourage, strengthen our teams in Belarus, India, and Israel. And, you know, it seems like we're always coming and going. And we're going soon, in a few weeks, on another trip to two of those nations, Belarus and Israel, and we'll visit India a little bit later. But I was thinking about the words of David Ben-Gurion. And he said this, and he was not, you know, like a very religious guy, but he was a powerful leader. And he said, in Israel, in order to be a realist, you need to believe in miracles. Amen. You see, because we see in the story of the nation of Israel, it's like the modern rebirth of the nation of Israel. It's like a Hanukkah story. God did his big part, and people did their part. In Hanukkah, God did his big part, and the Maccabees did their little part. And it's a combo, you know, it's a team effort. See, God doesn't do my part or your part, and we can't do God's part. And so it is in the kingdom of God, in the work that God has called us to together. He will do his part always. And he wants us to do our part. He wants us to do our part. And then things flourish and grow. Am Yisrael Chai. You know, I want to just tell you a story that kind of illustrates this. And then we're going to dig into some scripture. And the title of this message is called Five Loaves and Two Fish. So I'm going to call this man Shmuel. That's not his real name. He's one of the leaders of the National Association of Holocaust Survivors in Israel. And we've become good friends over the years. We've known each other 5 years. Now, Shmuel, when I first met him, he was a confirmed atheist. Over time, from the beginning, we always tell Holocaust survivors and the young Israelis we minister to that we're Messianic Jews, followers of Yeshua. And so over time, he was thinking, wow, you know, Stuart and another Jewish fellow who's a leader in Israel, a member of our team, Victor, they're two Jewish guys with a little bit of brains, I guess a little, you know, and they believe in Yeshua and the Bible. And so it got him thinking. And then one day I had the opportunity to spend a few hours with him opening the Bible, looking through the scriptures, and then a second day doing it. And I asked him, we're very open. I asked him, so what do you think? He said, I'm close, but not there yet. And then his wife had a tragic situation where she had a heart attack, stroke, and almost drowned in the Mediterranean Sea. And our team stayed close every day, calling, praying, loving, just being there to help in any way and every way possible. This had a huge influence on Shmuel. Huge. And so not so long ago, I was sitting in a cafe. We were discussing our future work together, having a little snack. And before we ate, I said, well, I'll pray. And he said, no, I'll pray. And then from the mouth of this dear man who has suffered so much loss during the Holocaust and suffered so much under communism as well, comes a river of thanksgiving, thanking God for everything that you can imagine in the name of Yeshua. And this is going to become more clear to you, and I hope activated in a fresh way, that when we take our 5 loaves and 2 fish, God does extraordinary things. I want to read from that passage in John chapter 6, verse 5 through 13. They're speaking of Yeshua and saying, lifting up his eyes and seeing a large crowd coming to him, another gospel says he had compassion on the crowd. Yeshua said to Philip, where will we buy bread so these may eat? Now Yeshua was saying this to test him, for he knew what he was about to do. You know, Yeshua's testing us. He wants to see faith and faithfulness in us, you know. And he's not testing us so that we can fail. He's testing us so that we can succeed and rise up. He wants to see faith and faithfulness. Philip answered him, 200 denarii isn't enough to buy bread for each to get a little bit. And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what's that for so many? Yeshua said, make the people sit down. And there was much grass in the area, so about 5,000 men were reclining. Then Yeshua picked up the loaves, and giving thanks, he distributed bread to everyone who was reclining. He did the same with the fish, as much as they wanted. And when the people were full, Yeshua said to his disciples, gather up the leftovers, so nothing is wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with broken pieces from the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had finished eating. Now, just this is a by the way. Verse 12, which says, gather up the leftovers so nothing is wasted, is your proof text that Yeshua was Jewish. You see, I can hear my Jewish grandmother and my Jewish mother saying to me over and over, gather up the leftovers so nothing's wasted. So now you know, okay? So you got that down. All right. Now, you know, let's take a look at this little boy for a minute. His Jewish mama gave him 5 loaves and 2 fish so that he wouldn't be hungry when he went out to see this great rabbi, this teacher who was the Son of God, God in the flesh. And, you know, he was, you know, planning on eating this nice meal that his Jewish mama prepared. But then this other Jewish guy, Andrew, comes over and said, hey, why don't you give that to Yeshua? Maybe we can, like, feed a few other people. And the kid didn't say, no, those are mine. I'm going to be hungry. Something in him said, I'm going to give this over. He took a risk. He took a risk. And what happened? This unlikely candidate, maybe you are an unlikely candidate. I certainly consider myself an unlikely candidate. Man, I was a mess when Yeshua found me 42 years ago. Maybe it's just Jewish kids from Brooklyn, New York that were a mess. I don't know. Anybody else? Come on. Okay. And I was an unlikely candidate. Maybe you are like this boy. But this unlikely candidate was part of God's supernatural solution to a problem. He gave his just little 5 loaves and 2 fish to Yeshua, and both the boy and thousands of others were fed. And Yeshua received the honor and the glory. Now, I want to tell you, I've been walking with the Lord 42 years, but I am more determined than ever to give Yeshua my 5 loaves and 2 fish every day of my life so that his supernatural multiplication and provision will not only bless my family, my brothers and sisters in the body of Messiah, but the hungry, the hurting, and the lost of Israel and the nations. That's why we work hard. But we hopefully work by the grace of God in us. You know, we're hope trying to do that. That's the best way to go. You know, we all need to work hard and let that grace work in us so that we can keep being like a river of living water. Let it flow, flow, flow. God doesn't want drips. He wants rivers. And whenever I see a drip, I know I need to fix this faucet. Stuart, I need to fix him. Drips are not good. Drips are when I need to get fixed. Get into the presence of the Lord, get fixed. I want rivers to flow out of me to you, to the people out there in the highways and byways, you know, wherever. See, because his love in me requires it. And his love in you requires it as well. He wants to feed the people around us, not just physically, but spiritually as well. See, you know, sometimes if we listen, I just want to hit on this for a minute. If we listen to some of the modern so-called Bible teachers, and I know this is not Larry, he's on target here. But if you listen to some of them, you get the feeling that our belief in Yeshua is kind of like either a philosophical system to kind of grab hold of helpful teachings and moral values that will help us to live a better, more successful life, more prosperous and healthy. Now, I want you all to have a prosperous, healthy, successful life, but that's not the beginning and end of things. You see, sometimes we can get the picture from these teachers that God is the great Santa Claus in the sky. And all of those fish and loaves are for me. But really, those fish and loaves are for you, in order that you will be a faithful steward, that I will be a faithful steward to give them out for the glory of Yeshua and the blessing and salvation of the Jewish people and all people that he will allow us to influence. Are you with me on that? I want to be clear what I mean by loaves and fishes. Loaves and fishes are obviously our time, our talent, our resources, right? That's the loaves and fishes, our time, our talent, and resources. But I want to be clear about something else. The Bible teaches us that before we give our loaves and fishes, talent, time, and resources, we need to give ourselves. How much of ourselves? 100% all of ourselves to Yeshua. And then out of this intimate relationship with Yeshua, we allow him to use, under his lordship, our time, talent, and resources. And I've mentioned this to you in the past, the best life is when we're giving ourselves away. The instruction book tells us, do not live for yourself. I'm not saying don't brush your teeth in the morning. But do not live for yourself. Live to love your neighbor as yourself. Live to be a servant of all. Make it your goal to be a light wherever you are. It's the most fulfilling and satisfying life. It's the way we're wired. Don't try and drive a car from the trunk. It don't work. Don't try and live this life for Yeshua, focused on me, myself, and I. It don't work. And too many people get bored and discouraged in their relationship with the Lord because they're living this life focused on self rather than focused on intimacy with him, and out of that intimacy, giving away ourselves, our five loaves, and two fish. Can I get an amen like that? You see, we are his co-laborers. We are Yeshua's co-laborers. We are his partners. What a privilege. What a responsibility. And we need to model this for one another so that when your fire goes down, his will light you up. And when his goes down, yours will light his up. And this is why we gather. So we're lighting each other's fires so that through the week we're going to burn bright for the Lord. The big Hanukkah candle, the shamash, you know. And so we try to model this. It's on our radar for our children, our disciples, for whoever. And I want to invite my wife up right now. I just wanted to share a little bit of how this has worked in our lives. So hopefully this will be an inspiration to you.
Shabbat Shalom. So sometimes I have a feeling that we are the fish, you know, that God is, you know, multiplying, sending, because the things that the Lord has allowed us to be part of is more than what we can do ourselves. And so when the Lord called us to Belarus, do I have that on?
Are we on here?
No, but I don't know. Is it working? Maybe I didn't turn it on.
No, I had turned it on.
Okay, now it's on.
I turned it on for you. I'm trying to be a servant.
Okay. So when the Lord called us to Belarus,
okay, this is microphone alternation day. And those of you who can pick the mic that works, we have a special bagel for you out back.
Okay. So, like I said, 25 years ago, the Lord called us with our four kids to go to Belarus. And you can hear actually a little bit about this story from one of our daughters' point of view, and because she wrote it. And when he called us, I can say that, you know, we didn't have enough to be able to accomplish what he was calling us. We didn't know the language. We didn't know the culture. We barely knew where it existed, Belarus, that Belarus existed. And we, you know, we didn't have the finances. And as we let the Lord take us and our fishes and our loaves, he multiplied our effort. And step by step, we took a risk. We took a step of obedience, and then the Lord was providing. And it's been that way for our whole believing life, but for 25 years as we stepped out in faith into international ministry, we really have seen amazing things happen. And it seems like it almost always takes these two things. It takes obedience and our willingness to give the little things that we have, and we see the multiplication of the Lord's in that. And just to give you a small picture too, when we arrived in Belarus, we didn't know the language, and we started to do meetings, invite people, all through an interpreter, and we had a congregation of about, soon enough, 120 people, and we didn't know what was happening in the congregation. The gospel came into Belarus during that time where the doors opened, but other things came into Belarus, and there was cults that were coming to our congregation trying to get people interested in their, you know, what they had to say. And so many things were happening, but God was touching lives, and it was like having a multiplying effect. And I remember one woman in the congregation one Jewish woman received the Lord, and she approached us because she had been serving a neighbor that was alone, paralyzed in bed for 4 years after a stroke. He was an elderly man. His name was Mikhail Israelovich. He had survived the Leningrad siege, and he was there abandoned. I mean, his nephew once in a while would come in and cook for him and help him, but otherwise nobody did. And this woman took the little that she knew. We didn't even know what she was doing this. She was coming to service. She had gotten saved, and she was taking what she had learned, and she was sharing it with Mikhail. And eventually Mikhail got saved. And he heard about, you know, water immersion, and he wanted to be water immersed. And so that's when she came to us, and she said, we need to do something, you know, about this. And so some man and Rabbi Stewart went into his home, and because he was paralyzed, they didn't take him away, but they took him to his bathtub, and he went and was immersed. And when they carried him there, and then when he was coming out, he had a faith that after they do this water procedure, that's what he called it, that he would be able to walk. And so he told the people there, no, don't help me. And he got out of the bathtub and he walked.
Yeah.
I remember this was on a Thursday, and then on the Saturday, sitting in the front row and was clapping his hand and swaying like this. This man was paralyzed for a year, 4 years. And so then I thought, how many people like that can't come to us? We have to go to them. And so we had nothing. We didn't have the resources or anything. But I gathered a small army of pensioner women that had the strength to do something. And they started to seek out the people that couldn't come to us, that we needed to care and bring the good news to. And this is how our Chesed ministry started 22 years ago, I think it was. And through this ministry, over 100 elderly Jewish person received the Lord.
Many Hallelujah.
Of them had never stepped a foot in our congregation. Some of them we were able to bring and drive, but some others we couldn't. And because of, you know, just taking the people we had, God multiplied it. And I remember when I asked Tatiana, she was, I think, 70 at the time, I said, I think you would be really good doing this, you know, visiting in homes and serving people like that. And she said, well, she's like, I'm old. I don't know much about the Bible. Never went to Bible school. You know, I'm like a fairly new believer. I don't think I can do this. And I said, well, why don't you try? And so she started 1 day a week to do it. Then she did 2 days a week. And it didn't take too long. She was one of our most active from the team to visit people in their home. And through her, many came to the Lord. She started at 70. She didn't have so much to offer. But what she had, she gave. And God multiplied. And also, you know, one thing we realize is like Tatiana, she looks like she's not aging. She looks the same. And so she retired at 81, and you know, now she's about 90, and she's receiving herself visits from our team. So.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, because, you know, we took a risk, and we gave our 5 loaves and 2 fish and moved to Belarus in 1995, lived there for 12 years. We still oversee the 4 congregations and all the ministries there. Because we took our 5 loaves and 2 fish, hundreds of people have been born again into the kingdom of God. And that includes Jewish leaders. And more than 60 Holocaust survivors have been born again into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And so you never know what God can do with your 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, you know, when we walk with the Lord, He never stops giving us new faith adventures where He says, take your 5 loaves and 2 fish and do the next thing. And so I'd like you to put up, please, the Messianic Jewish Center in Belarus collage. Can we get that up? And so we, along with our leadership team, Messianic Jewish Center Collage, the other one, please. Yes. Okay. We, along with our team in Belarus, made a decision, even though the average wage in Belarus is about $350 per month, we made a decision to build what you see up on the top left, this 10,800 square foot Messianic Ministry Center, the first ever Messianic synagogue ever in the land of Belarus. My wife designed that with an architect. On the lower left, you can see the foundation being dug out, then the foundation and basement put in. Next photo to the right. Then all the way on the lower right. No, please, leave that. The next photo on the right is the roof being set, and then on top on the right you can see the roof is in, and as we speak they just finished putting in the windows and the doors. And so Yes. So I want to share an opportunity with you that maybe God will invite you to be involved with, where our members are sacrificing to see this built. But obviously they need help from people in nations that are more prosperous to build this building. And so we're seeking to raise another $40,000 for the next phase of construction, which is the water and the electricity going in. And so if God moves you to participate, I also want you to know that until December 31st, we have a matching gift. And that means that every gift you give will be matched dollar for dollar. So $10 turns to $20, $100 to $200, $1,000 to $2,000, and so on. So please keep that opportunity in mind and pray if God would like you to take part in constructing the first ever Messianic Jewish synagogue in the history of Belarus. You know, not so long ago I was in Walmart and I was looking for a little lock and I couldn't find it because I'm not in the store that often, you know. So I'm looking for this lock and then I see a young man with a Walmart, you know, shirt on and I say, hey, can you help me find a lock? And he said, sure. And so he's walking and I'm following him. And, you know, I need certain spiritual disciplines in my life to remind me to love my neighbor as myself and to love people into the kingdom of God one at a time. You know, this is the modus operandi of Reach Initiative, to love people into the kingdom of God one at a time. And you heard it in the story that Chantal shared, the one I shared at the beginning, and there's many more like this. And people aren't always just saying, oh, great, you're loving me, come on. You know, it's not like that. You know, but sometimes it is. Sometimes it takes a short time. Sometimes it takes years. I prayed for my mom and loved on her with my wife and four kids. 36 years. Finally, at the age of 82, she opened her heart to the lover of her soul, her Savior, Messiah, Yeshua. So I'm following this young man in Walmart. And one of my spiritual disciplines is anybody who helps me gets prayer inside. And I seek for a word to encourage them, to strengthen them. And so we get to the lock, and I say, hey, do you have a minute? It's always good to ask for permission. I'd like to share something with you. He said, yes. And I said, you know, I pray for people inside myself when they help me. And when I prayed for you, I had this very strong impression that the God who made the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything thinks highly of you, and he really loves you. And you know what this young man said to me? He said, nobody ever said that to me. And then he said, thank you so much, because this is a hard time in my life. I'm trying to pull my life together. I'm working three jobs, and I don't have a home. I live in my car. And then I said, I just want you to know that God has a great plan for your life. He's got good things in your future, but you need to know the one secret. And the secret is you need to develop a growing, strengthening relationship with Jesus. And he said, oh, thanks for telling me that and encouraging me. I'm trying to do that now in my life. And I said, I'm going to keep praying for you. And he said, thank you. And then he went away. And 2 minutes later, he came back and he hugged me. He said, you don't know what this meant to me today. Now, I got to tell you something. This isn't because I'm a rabbi or a minister. This is all simply because I'm a follower of Yeshua. I get a lot of people, strangers, hugging me because I'm speaking words of life into their life, inspired in some small way by Yeshua, or in a big way, I should say, but I get it, you know, small. I'm like, not so. See, because my love is small, but his love in me is big. And some of you say, well, I'm not so good at tuning into his love. Well, I want to bring it all down to earth for you. How do you get good at playing a musical instrument? How do you get good at sport? How do you get good at tuning into Yeshua's love for people and loving on people? And the great thing about practicing this is that he loves to anoint our rehearsals. So just go out and do it, because he knows that you're going to be like me. Sometimes you're going to stumble and fall. Sometimes you're going to say the wrong thing. Sometimes you're going to make mistakes. But he's going to use it, and he's going to use you more and more powerfully, because you've made a decision to make this your lifestyle, to connect to him, to give your 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and to love people into the kingdom of God one at a time. Are you with me on this? You can do this. This is going to be the 220 of 220s, you know. This is going to be it. This place is going to fill up step by step because of God's faithfulness and because of your faithful service. That's the way it goes. Not just because of God. We already know he's going to do his part. It's because we're going to take it to the next level. We're going to take it to the next level. You like that idea? Hallelujah. I want to show you a video right now that illustrates how this whole thing works in our ministry to Holocaust survivors. We are serving Holocaust survivors in Belarus for 24 years, and we've been serving Holocaust survivors in Israel for the past 5 years, and we're serving more than 500 Holocaust survivors. And every month, month after month, our teams on the ground make more than 120 home visits to the homes of Holocaust survivors. Did you hear what I just said? More than 120 home visits, and I want them to tell you, I'm going to play the Holocaust survivor video, I want them to tell you what it means to them. Let's turn the sound up, please. Thank you. By the way, both her and her sister Rosa are dancing with Yeshua in heaven now. Just taking our 5 loaves and 2 fishes and spending time with them, loving on them, helping them practically. They all say it means so much to us. And these are people who live poor, but they say it's not the gifts and the, you know, practical gifts that we give them, material things. It's the love, time, and attention. What does it take to send a card? 5 loaves, 2 fish. So we make sure we do these little things, and these things open hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to share another opportunity with you and just call your attention one more time to this newsletter. Inside here, you have a card. You can use this card just to say you want to get on our mailing list. We don't share your information with anybody. You just want to stay informed so you can pray, and hopefully we'll be inspiring you. You can also use this card to make a one-time gift or a pledge to be a partner month after month, a sum that God might put on your heart. Now, for your one-time gift, again, if you make it now, it's matched dollar for dollar till the end of the year, and you will be helping us serve Holocaust survivors like the ones that you see here, in addition to the other people that we're serving. So you can use cash, check, credit card here, and I would ask all of you to pray about this opportunity to partner with Yeshua and us to serve the survivors you saw on this. And I would also ask you, for $220, either maybe God out of your abundance or to make a sacrifice, to consider partnering with us month after month with the sum that God puts on your heart. And this partners that give month after month, they provide financial stability to the ministry so that we can plan ahead and do the things that we need to do to serve the people God has assigned to us effectively. So please pray about these opportunities to join with us. I want to conclude the message with this little exhortation. You know, Gideon was a man who lived in a time when Israel was being impoverished. You can read his story in Judges chapter 6. Israel was being impoverished by their enemies. And we can say that the people of Israel, the Jewish people, are being impoverished by the enemy of religion, secularism, materialism, unbelief. Only about 2% of our Jewish people worldwide know the love and salvation of Messiah Yeshua. And so when God came to Gideon, Gideon was already in a state of kind of unbelief, like, can anything good happen? And God said, I'm with you. And Gideon said, no, if you were with us, we wouldn't be in this mess. We would not be impoverished. And we could say, hey, Lord, if you were with us, Jewish people would be knocking the doors down of Karen Orr and so on and so forth. When Gideon said to God, you know, you came to the wrong place. You got to understand who I am. I'm Gideon. I'm full of unbelief. I'm paraphrasing. I'm full of unbelief. I'm an unlikely candidate. I'm the least of the least in my tribe in Israel. And I'm kind of unwilling. I'm kind of unwilling to take these risks, Lord. And the Lord ignored him and he said, I am with you. Go in the strength that you have and save Israel. And I believe the Lord is saying to all of us today, go in the strength that you have and save Israel, the Jewish people. Give your 5 loaves and 2 fishes to me and watch what I can do. Will it always be easy? Will it always be smooth sailing? Will you always do the right thing? It ain't been easy always for me and my wife. Have we always done the right thing? No, we've made tons of mistakes, but we just keep giving ourselves and our 5 loaves and 2 fishes to the Master, and he finds ways to bring forth multiplication. and great fruitfulness. Great fruitfulness. And so this is for you. One last invitation. Let's put the sunrise from India up there. If you're between the ages of 21 and 35-ish, I want to invite you to India. We have volunteer opportunities for you to join our team to help us take care of Sunrise Messianic Center and Guest House and to do outreach, and we'll help you with that, to Israelis that are seeking for truth and love. And these opportunities are from April till October. And if you're interested, you can either talk to me or my wife today, or you can contact us through our website if you want to take some time to pray about that. So our website, again, is reachii.org. And this is another opportunity for you to join with us, okay? So let's have a word of prayer, and we'll bring this to a close. We'll get you up here in a minute. Avinu Malkeinu, our great God, the lover of our souls, Yeshua, you who died for our sin and rose from the dead, you, Yeshua, who gave your life willingly and who has come to dwell in us. Thank you, Lord, that you seek these little temples of our bodies to dwell in, and we rededicate ourselves to you and to your ways, and we say, all of the things that hinder us, Lord, help us to get them out of the way by your grace and power. Fill us afresh with your fire like a Hanukkah light. Fill us afresh so that this new year we would experience your grace and glory like never before, both in good times and in hard times. And Lord, that we, in a fresh new way, day after day, would dedicate ourselves and our 5 loaves and 2 fishes to your great kingdom purpose, to make disciples of the people of Israel and the nations, and to serve those less fortunate. And Father, I pray that you just mobilize every individual under the sound of my voice and help them overcome all fear and to go for it. And you show yourself mighty, Lord, because where we go, you show. And we thank you for that. We thank you for that. Bless their families. Bless the spiritual family, Lord, in fresh new ways. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name, amen.